From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. How do you create better leadership in African nations? Mo Ibrahim has an idea. Ibrahim was born in Sudan and founded a major cell phone provider, Celtel International, that operates in 15 African countries. Last year, Ibrahim sold Celtel for more than $3 billion. Now he's using some of his profits to encourage responsible leadership in Africa. Earlier, I talked to Mr. Ibrahim about his career and his new Mo Ibrahim Prize for Achievement in African Leadership. So your prize gives $5 million to a leader who peacefully hands over power, and more if the leader lives for many years. You know, after 10 years, you start paying additional payments of $200,000 a year. How did you come up with that specific formula for the prize?
The idea for us was to enable a living president to live a full life after leaving office, not to fade away in obscurity, but to really to engage with the civil society, to take up causes, either for women's rights or for children's or for democracy or for human rights or whatever causes close to their hand, to their heart. So we needed a larger sum of money for the what I call the active period, which we estimated around 10 years. We found that on average, a president lives about 25 years after leaving office. And we thought that for the first 10 years, he would probably be quite active.
So when you look at Africa, almost half of the 53 heads of state have been in power for more than a decade, and you've got 15 that have been in power for more than 15 years. You look at someone like Nelson Mandela. He not only took power, he also gave it up. And in many ways, he's a model for the kind of good governance that you talk about. Mm. Who else do you think is worthy? I mean, obviously, he's already out of power. But who are you looking at as someone who deserves the prize?
Of course, Nelson Mandela. Everybody knows Nelson Mandela. I mean, he's a great gift, not only for Africa, but for the whole world, actually. But we don't expect everybody to be Nelson Mandela. But there is a number of good presidents. I mean, I give an example of Botswana. Botswana had three successive good presidents who served their legal terms, who did well for their countries. Three, not one. Maybe Botswana is not as sexy as South Africa. It did not receive the amount of public attention because South Africa, of course, was very tense with the issue of the race and what's going to happen, etc. Cape Verde produced good people. Mozambique produced good people. Tanzania. The number of places, the problem is the notorious ones are very famous. And that's the problem of Africa. I think it is that we always know about the bad news. But there's a lot of good news coming out of Africa. But it's not sexy.
You know, we cover Africa regularly on our program through a segment called Africa Update with Charlene Hunter-Galt, and she makes the same point that people don't hear about the good news very often. You are someone who is a good news story. You created a multi-billion dollar company or built a multi-billion dollar company, born in the Sudan, lived in Egypt. How did you get the inspiration to do what you do?
Before starting Celtel, our telecom operation in Africa, I used to run a company called the MSI, which I founded, which was a consultancy and software firm based in London here. And we had operations all over the world. We were in the heart of the mobile industry. We probably designed half the cellular networks in Europe and actually quite a bit of U.S. networks as well. But I noticed that we don't have any work in Africa. The views in general was Africa is quite risky for us. Africans, we have problems with rule of law, we have problems of corruption, we have a lot of problems. And I'm an African, and I'm the first to admit we have problems. But I think there's quite a big gap between the perception and the reality. It's not as bad as being portrayed. We can do really business in a different way. Let's go and show people how can we do business without paying bribes. Same time building first-class networks, and let's go.
So you really didn't pay out any bribes because, I mean...
Not a single dollar.
That's remarkable, and not just on the continent of Africa, but in many parts of the world, bribery is built into the cost of doing business.
You know what? That is the thing I think we need to debate. And I think in the business, we need to start with the business side, I believe, because it is a lot to do with our attitude in doing business. When we preach and we stand up in the West to lecture people about what's appropriate, what's the proper behavior, I think we need to look at ourselves first. We should practice what we're preaching. Otherwise, we're hypocrites.
Mr. Ibrahim, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mo Ibrahim is the creator of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation.